Good morning, Masech Erkit in Daf Nun. We're starting at the bottom of Mem Tet Amud Bet on a day. The shiur this morning will be Ilui Nishmat, Edie Altman's mother, just waiting for her name. Dvorah, but somebody we'll get in a moment. Okay, so I have a tip again. Also, I wanted Ilui Nishmat, the soldier. The soldier was killed in Janine this morning, early on this morning, as they were pulling out. One of the soldiers were killed. Don't know his name. His name hasn't been mentioned yet, but Ilui Nishmat for him as well. Okay. So we saw yesterday that we're still busy discussing this the idea of Ziburit and Beinonit and the Nizak, whether they get the land from. Oh, there, he's got the name.
There is a name.
What's his name?
There is a name. Alav David Yehuda Yitzchak.
David Yehuda Yitzchak. Shuri for his neshama. Okay. So we saw. Rabbi Yaakov said, we're speaking about a person who became an Arev for his son, remember? And that was why we made all different changes. And we said, in the end, the Gemara said that it would be relative, right, to what the situation was. If it was an Arev for a debt or damages, so then that claim, as if the person had been alive, and because a ketubah normally comes from a husband who's dead, so therefore they pay as if it's yatomim, as if they're claiming from the yatomim they get from the ziburit. So what does that understand? What do you mean that's an arev? But typically, that was of Achav bar Yaakov. He was the one who gave us the answer. We're speaking about an arev. He said, but why? How can he say that? He should know that it can't be an arev. Typically, the arev, the ketubah, lo mishtabed, because we've got a halacha, that the arev for a ketubah. Interesting halacha this. The person gets married and his wife wants she gets a ketubah, and but she says, you know, I don't know, you're going to pay me, and she wants someone to be a guarantor for her ketubah, and someone signs as an arev on the ketubah, and then she comes to claim. There's no claiming. The arev is meaningless. I will see that in a moment. If you look at Rashi over here, he says, lo mishtabed lifro adachi paskina hilchot nekam. We're going to see it in today's amud on daf tet, daf nun. We'll see it later on today. So he says, Achav bar Yaakov should have known that. What do you mean he was an arev for his son's ketubah? You call me an arev for a ketubah. The Gemara says, no, this was the kablan. This is a kablan. A kablan is like a higher level arev. Okay, a kablan, somebody who goes over and above, takes on a higher level of responsibility. Rashi says, "Kashe nase aleha kablan, sheitfisa b'lo metaltini ketubata." And then there were certain lands that had already been dedicated for it. And she gave it. She took lands from the son when they got married and gave it to this guy to look after. That would be the lands for her ketubah in the case that she would have it. And in the meantime, and then gave it back to the son. Oh, so the Gemara said, I understand. So we're going to see there's a machloket as well, even with regards to a kablan, a higher level arev. The question is, this high-level arev, if a person who undertakes the commitment at the time, when the commitment is undertook, at the time they enter into this agreement, and he becomes the arev, so there's a machloket, even if you tell me he's a kablan, it will depend on whether the person entering into the agreement at the time had the underlying assets to honor his agreement with or not. So not everybody agrees that if he never had the assets, then I can become an array for you. I can become an array for you if when I became an array for you, you were able to pay back your debt. And I relied on the fact that you've got the money now, you've got the land now, you'll have it in the future as well. And if I was an array to provide extra comfort to the person relying on you. But I never really expected to pay back the money out of my own pocket. So then I'd only be able to become an array, which would have meaning if you had the money. If you never had money, let's say you're a pauper, none of you. A person's a pauper. They got not a cent to their life. And I say, I'm going to be your arev b'kablanut. What does that mean? In order to be an arev, the person's got to first go and claim from the guy himself. Only then he comes to me. If you've got nothing to you, a person's got nothing to his name, then we know that he's coming to me. Right? So the question is, can you become an arev that decision? The woman says, okay, now if you tell me now that this person was the kablan for the son, so that only works what according to the side of the machlokes. Said a kablan, afagav the late neches the lovi. Even though the guy taking upon himself the loan hasn't got any assets, it still works. Mishtabed the kablan mishtabed el lemanda amar. I it lay mishtaber, I let them mishtaber, Mike, remember? How you going to explain it now, according to the other side of the machlok, that says that the kablanut only works if the guy that he's a guarantee for had money. If he never had money, then that guarantee is meaningless. So now how do you explain to me that this guy was able to compensate for the ketubah when there's no arewood for the ketubah, even a kablan, because we're understanding that the reason why he's coming to the guarantor now is because the guy himself hasn't got the money. So Charles don't have the money there either. Look at Rashi. Michael, remember, the son doesn't have to seem like he hasn't got the money, because that's why the father underwrote him. The Nechasim, why you pour him in Arev? Wouldn't come to the guarantor first. It's not a Marvit Chavera de Arev. If you lend money, right? If you borrow money, or the lender lends money with a guarantor, lo yifram in Arev. You don't go first to the Arev. Umokminan lo yidbam in Arev tchila. You don't go to the Arev first. You go to the guy first. The fact that he's coming to the Arev now means that he hasn't got the money. He hasn't got the money. He's a good member of Bastri. He won't have the money at the time either. So this covenant won't work anyhow. Everybody followed that? Right? So I think it's simpler than I actually complicated it too much. Bottom line is quite simple. The Gemara's question is that we're saying over here, we have Achabar Yaakov said, what do we speak about over here? We speak about over here, the father underwrote his son's ketubah. So there's no arev to a ketubah. So there is arev to a ketubah because he was a kablan. So like even a kablan, there's a machloket about whether you can be a kablan or not. Because everybody agrees you could be a kablan if the guy who you're guaranteeing has got the wherewithal to pay. But if he hasn't got the wherewithal to pay, nobody agrees that you can even be a kablan then. And yeah, the fact that the guy's coming to the father means that the son never had the money. The father was his guarantor at the beginning because he never had money. And now he's still the guarantor because the guy's coming to him. And you can't go to him first. You gotta go to the son first. Obviously, he went to the son first. The son never had money. He came to the father. So nothing's changed in the son's life since they got married. So the son never had the money then either, probably. So then the kablan wouldn't work. Even the kablan wouldn't work. A higher level guarantee. Until he asks him, right? Gives a couple of answers. Second last lines at the end here. You could say, what's the answer? But a habule v'ishtaruf. That really the son did have nechasim rashid leben. El ishtaruf. Now they become ruined. That's one answer. So that's why that side of the book, it could have been become a kablan. V'ibarem, and you could say another answer. Kol gabe brei. Shabure Meshabed Nafsh. When it comes to your son, this is interesting. Comes to your son, there's even a higher level of guarantee. So it's not even a case of Kablanut. Here it's a case of you completely, look what he says. Kol Gabebre Shabude Meshabed Nafsh. He Meshabeds everything that he's got when it comes to a son. And therefore, even if the son never had anything, the father gives a guarantee, he was happy from day one to step in and take over. That's even a higher level. That's the Gemara gives us two possible answers. What could it be? We're speaking about a guarantor for his father, for his son, even though normally it wouldn't work. Itmar, Arev de Ktuba. So now we've got an interesting situation over here. We've got an Arev de Ktuba. When it comes, Divrei HaKol lo Mishtaber. Everybody agrees that Arev de Ktuba doesn't Mishtaber, doesn't become incumbent, doesn't have to honor the obligation at all. Look at Rashi. Chale de Arev ba'amu. First, because it's just a general Arev, he's not a Kablan. And secondly, va'od, lav midi chasra, shelo hotziya klum mishra. We understand the need for an arev when a person lends you money. I lend you money. I'm out of pocket. And you're going to pay back my money. So I'm saying, because I don't trust you enough. I trust you, but not enough. So I want someone to guarantee that loan. So we understand now that arev, firstly, he took arvut upon himself. And secondly, the guy who's relying on him is out of pocket. But a ketubah, the woman didn't pay any money to get back a ketubah. She's now claiming something which she was never out of pocket for in the first place. So there's no real loss. It's just like a loss of profits. It's not a loss of capital, right? She didn't actually pay you and you aren't paying her back. So if she doesn't get it, she never got it, okay? So why must that be an arev? That's what he says, why for Divra. Everybody agrees that an arev, there's no, a regular arev isn't mishtabed. A kablan, when it comes to kablan, we said this, a kablan is a higher level of arvut, right? The baal chov divra kol mishtaber. When it comes to a loan, a debt, where you owe the guy money because he gave you money, you owe him back the money, everybody agrees that he is mishtaber. Look at Rashi. Again, for two reasons. Title lechiyuva. One, ikechare de kab. First, he's a kablan now. He's not just stubborn arev. And secondly, the chashre mamon, the guy is out of pocket. He dipped his hand into his pocket to give you money. And now you've got to give him back his money. We're not talking about profits now, we're talking about getting back the actual money. Right? Arev the Balchov, but what's our problem? An Arev the Balchov to a debt and a Kablan de Ketubah, there's the Machloket. So everybody agrees that a regular Arev for a Ketubah, nothing. Everybody is a Kablan for a Balchov, everything. The question, what if you're a Kablan to a Ketubah now? Or just a regular Arev to a Balchov? There's a machloket. This is the machloket we referred to earlier. So some say, even though the love at the time that he borrowed the money, never had any possibility of paying you back if you're an arev to a chov, you mishtabed. And some said, it only depends if he had assets at the beginning, would you mishtabed or not? Bar me a rave the ktubet avagav the itle lo mishtabed. And the Gemara Bahalocha says in Maase that if you come in a rave, even a regular rave to a balchov to a loan, even if the guy never had any money at the time to pay back, you guaranteed your brother. You know your brother was a pauper. You took upon yourself the full responsibility. And when it comes to a ketubah, right? Even a kablan is not mishtabed to a ketubah. Okay, that's the halacha of Maase. My timer, just 1 second. My timer. What's the reason? Says the Gemara. Mitzvah David velo midi chasra. Because at the end of the day, all he was doing with the ketubah was doing a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Look at Rashi. Amazing, this actually. No, there's not a Rashi. There's a Rashi from, that's actually a Rashbam in Baba Batra. He says like this, mitzvah David, hameshadech bezivugin. If you're involved in making zivug, doing shiduchin, right? Ain't da toli froah arvut. You never actually ever intended to pay the money back for the ketubah. Aval mitkaven is Afghan. You were just trying to encourage. Don't worry. If he doesn't pay you, I'll pay you. Right? Shaliday arvut zomitratzin. You basically get her to comply. They're happy with each other. Lo midi chashrisha. And again, she never took any money out of her pocket. Now, you could argue she could have made somebody else who had the ketubah, right? So she is losing, but she's losing really like losing profits. Taha tav le meitam tav duv le tovatanit kaven. The mate of time direct, a woman is happy that she can get married, and therefore she's all the more important. And all you really wanted was the tovata. You can see, by the way, it's quite interesting. I don't know if it's related. I'm thinking now, when it comes to shiduchin, you know, people say you gotta tell a bit of a lie when it comes to shiduch, or you, it's not lashon hara if you tell the truth about somebody in the shiduch. So you see, when you're doing all shiduch, when it comes to shiduchin, The laws are a little bit more flexible because at the end of the day, Tavletan do me the mate of Amalu. You want to say something, Ira? Michael, did we get the name yet? Is it a yes or a no?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Devorah Bat?
Devorah Bachar Bat Shem Tov.
Oh, well, Bachar is the surname. Devorah Bat Shem Tov. Okay. So, Ilu Neshama for Devorah Bat Shem Tov. Idi is ultimate mother. Okay. Okay. Let's carry. Yeah?
The basic definition difference between an arev and a kablan arev.
What is the basic definition? Yeah. We said a kablan is somebody who takes upon himself a higher level. We saw here, for example, that he even had the assets at one stage. They were given to him. He might even be looking after them. He took responsibility. I suppose it's a higher level. So an arev is just a guy who says, I will. And an arev, maybe he's got to secure money as well. I don't know. We'll get to Baba Batra.
Are you sure it's her mother's yahrzeit?
Well, she was in shul this morning, and Ezra davened for the Amud.
I heard Ezra on Shabbat
made askara for mother. So. Yeah. Are you looking in the newsletter and it's not there? Is that your question?
No, it was just the it was Kaf Aleph Elul. No, must be some. I must have the wrong name.
Okay, so that's Karen. So now, Amar Avina. So now, we Gemara talks about over here. Remember that towards the bottom half of yesterday's daf, Amar Azutra wrote of Nachman, Lo Amar Ele Miyakme, Avar Mine Didei Bebeinonit. But we said, Ketubat Isha Beziburit. We said the halacha in the Mishnah said that a ketubah of an Isha is from Ziburit. And then Amar Mazutra berayed the Rav Nachman, Lo Amar Elam Miyakme. When does she get her ketubah from the worst land? From Zibur, when she came from the orphans. But if he's alive and she came from him, so then it's from Beinonit. Right? So that's what we said over there. And we had a discussion there about the everything from orphans of Zibur, what's the big chidush? Right? What was the whole story over there? So there the Gemara says, Amar Avina, Toshma. So Avina over here, right? That he's going to, this is a kasha now on Ravuna, that Ravuna said yesterday, that while her husband's alive, it's from Bain on it. Ravuna doesn't, Ravuna says no. He says, Toshma, mi ikare de taknitan yotemi masha ishote, lisa ishote, he's not saying. We said this yesterday. We said that one of the reasons we gave there for why the woman gets from Ziburit is because more than the husband wants to get married, the woman wants to get married. Therefore, we said there's no incentive for to pay out a better goods. If you think that the whole purpose of the Ziburit and from the orphans, so how mishum diatme? Then the reason is not because of the more than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to get married. It's the reason is because of their orphans. So make up your mind. You understand what he's saying? He's saying if we said that more than the man wants to get married, the woman wants to get married, that's why we pay out a Ziburit, because there's, we don't have to incentivize her. She's happy to get married, so she's happy to settle for Ziburit. If you're telling me it's because of Yatme, then that should have been the answer. Not because of more that the man wants the woman to get married more than the man. It's because of orphans. As he says, so therefore he says, Tiyufta to Marzutra Tiyufta. So basically, one foul shoot, he just knocks out Marzutra and says, no, that's the reason. The reason is because of that she's happy to get married. Therefore, she's prepared to compromise and settle on Ziburit. And there's no distinction between his love and a love. According to Ravin at the moment, the Tiyufta Marzutra, the woman gets a ketubah from Ziburit, even the husband's alive. That's how it stands at the moment. So Amar Marzutra Bered Rav Nachman, Mishmaid Rav Nachman. Another halacha now, Marzutra Bered Rav Nachman. The name of Rav Nachman. He says, it might be a different Marzutra, actually, right? No, same Marzutra. It was Amar Marzutra Bered Rav Nachman, Lo Amar. There was, he said it himself. He had the name of Rav Nachman, his father. Shtar Chov, Hayotzeh Al Hayatomim. Now, people come and present a debt. The father died, and the guys are knocking the door, and they shiver, and they say, hello, Menachem Abayli, Memakom Menachem Utchem, and while we're here, your father owes us $1 million. Okay? So, Shtachov, is that what you told me? Look, Rashi says over here, that exactly, I think he says it like that. Shelava Avihim, the father borrowed the money. Avapi says over here, Shekatu Boshevach, even though the Shtar says that they're entitled to the money from the best lands, right? That's what the Shtar said. Mishevach, Rashi Zaviyah, Shekatu Boshevach, She Hetna Imamalve Ligvot Meidit. In the debt, in the document, it's written that when you pay back the money, you get from the best of my lands, says Rav Marzutra Bered Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, even though Eino Goved Min HaZiburit, they still only get from the Ziburit. Right? Why? So I'm going to buy a Teda. So Abaya wants to explain now Rav Nachman. So Abaya says, Teda. Look at the Teda there, Rashi. It's a nice Teda, the very first narrow lines. The law of Mahani Tna Ayla Gabihom. You can't make conditions when it comes to your Tomim. The Hastam Baal Chov Banonit, because the rule we saw in the Mishnah already, that a Baal Chov is Banonit. But a Gabi Yatme Mishtane Dino. As soon as he's now claiming with you, he's claiming against the father, and Achinami, he could have claimed from the Banonit, like the Mishnah says, Baal Chov Banonit. But now it becomes your Tomim, all changes. Even if it was written in it, right? If it hadn't been written in it, it would be from the Bain on it. Even written in it, once the Yatomim becomes, it becomes Ziburit. That's what Abai explains. The Baal Chov Dinei Bain on it, Umiyatmei Beziburit. So Amale Rava, Rava doesn't like this. Rava says to Abai, Achi Ashta, this is the case. He says, Baal Chov, he says, normally, a Baal Chov, he says, Dinei Midoraita Beziburit. He says, really? A Baal Chov isn't, you know, our Mishnah says a Baal Chov is a Bainonit, right? We saw in the Mishnah yesterday. Abaya says that according to Ula, Midoraita, a Baal Chov is really Miziburit. Look what he says. Damar Ula. Quite a good one, Baba Kama Via. Damar Ula, Davar Torah, Baal Chov, Beziburit, really a Baal Chov, Beziburit, Shenemar. And how does he prove it, Ula? It's amazing. He actually proves it. He says, Bachutz Tamod Va'ish. The Pasuk of Yes is Bachutz Tamod Va'ish Asher Ata Noshevo, Yotzeh Lechet Ta'avot Achutza. You know, the guy's going to bring you every night. He bring you stand outside. Let's say that the guarantee is for, I don't know, his night clothes. So every night you give him back his night clothes. He goes to sleep in the morning. You come and he stand there. He brings you his pajamas back outside. That's halacha. You can't get into his house. You got to stand outside, and you got to pay. And he gives you back his guarantee. So he says, "Madar koshel ish lotzi pachot shebekalim." The guy, as intuitively, he's going to give you as a guarantee the least important object that he has. Which makes sense, right? If he's got a choice to give you, if he's got a nice gold Patek Philippe collector's piece, right? Or he's got a Timex watch, and in the agreement it says, give me a watch. He's going to give you his Timex, right? So he says, Pachot Shebekaidim. So that's why Rashi says, yeah, the Pachot Shebekaidim, Shemirtsono lo yifraidit. He's not going to give you the best that he's got if he doesn't have to. So Umar Tam Amru Balcho Bebanit. So now says Ula. So why did the Mishnah tell us, Beinonit? Because really, Chacham understood that mid Torah, he could pay you back with the ziburit, but guys weren't lending money on the ziburit. So therefore they said, okay, let's compromise Bainon. They never went to the idit. They went up a level. So now he says, so it comes along Rava. Rava says to Abaya, because Abaya said that even though it says Shevach, you only go mid Diburit, and Abaya said, why? He says, Balchov is a din Bebainonit. And when it comes to Yatom, it's a din in the Ziburit. Rabbi says, no. Baal Chov is really a din by Ziburit. And Chachamim said, upgrade to a Beinonit to encourage guys to lend money. And all they just did, he said, the Gabayatme, Ukmua Rabbanan Doraita. Abaya tried to show that there's a change, a downhill change in the status when it comes to Yatomim. Rabbi says, no. Everybody's Ziburit. And the Baal Chov gets upgraded to a Beinonit. And with Yatomim, it just stayed at Diorita. In other words, it's almost a semantic argument, right? Because no one's arguing on the outcome. Whereas both Rava and Abaya agree that Yatomim came from the Ziburit and the Baal Chov came from the Beinonit. Abaya is saying that really the din is Baal Chov Beinonit, and because Yatomim he gets downgraded. Rava is saying, no, everybody Baal Chov is Ziburit, even Yatomim, just the Baal Chov is normally upgraded, and we came to Yatom, they left it at Doraita. I think that's the machloket here. Isn't it a practical argument? Right? Elahacha came under dinah mi Doraita be'idit. So here comes the argument. Right? So up until now, they have agreed on the facts. Now let's look at this particular case in point. So this is Rava's argument to Abaya, because Abaya says that even though it's written idit into the shtar, because midoraita it's really ziburit, and mechachamim agree that Baal Chov is idit. So in a normal situation, a Baal Chov is beinonit, sorry, and a yatomi ziburit, because we're sticking it at the doraita level with regard to the yatomi. So says Abaya to Rava to Abaya. Now Abaya, here's my argument with you. You can't tell me it's going to change now from idit if the contract said idit to ziburit. Why? He says, because kevan de dine mi doraita be idit. How come in this case it's doraita be idit? Look at Rashi. Sharei shibda lo v'nase karkazo arev lemalve. The land is the arev. What is the arev? There's no human arev now. There's the land is the arev. He lent him money based on the land, correct? So the land becomes the arev. V'arev mishtabe bin Torah, and if there's an arev in the situation, so the arev now midoraita is responsible. Dichtiv anochi ervenu in Breishit. We won't get all the psukim now. So afilu miyat ben amir. So says Rava. So you're wrong, Rava. When do we say that the beinonit and it gets the balcha from beinonit and you're tomim from a ziburit? Well, there's no arev. There's no reason in doraita to change it because midoraita everyone's a ziburit. Just Chachamim upgraded the Baal Chov to a Beinonit and left the Yatomim at Ziburit. But if a Gra produces a document that's guaranteed by land, that now Midoraita is a Idit. There Chachamim didn't interfere. Even from Yatomim. It's a Doraita, it stays Doraita. Not that Chachamim changed the Doraita for Yatomim. Everybody, even fields, were Doraita Ziburit. Chachamim upgraded the Baal Chov to Beinonit. But a shtar chov with a karka land is guaranteeing the loan, doraita is idit. And therefore, even from your tumim, you take the idit. Okay, that's
on what. The shtar chov, Daddy, on the shtar chov of the karka, because they have to say.
Yeah, this particular, very, it's an important point that we'll see in a moment. Because if that particular land is gone, then you might have a problem. So here we've got a particular, the gush, chilka, the earth, and the et cetera is all listed, the address, the boundaries, this land is guaranteed. You know, that's a doraita, that's in it now. That's in it, you want the land back. Okay, we'll get to that in just now, you see. So therefore he said, Racha kevan, the dinah midoraita be idit, afilu miyat ben, I'm idit. So the Gemara sakashi on Rava, but ula Rava, v'ha tane Avram Chozai, he said, ayni frein minichse yotomim elemin aziburit, v'afilu hei nizakin. He says, wait a second, we've got a problem over here with what Rav says. Doesn't he hold up what Rav Chozai says? Now, we don't know our Mishnah, Nizakin is from the Idit. Remember, guys who are in damaged. In a damaged party, it comes from the Idit. Beinonit is the Baal Chov, and Zibur, we said, was a Ketuvah. Doraita, he wants to say, that a nizak, a person who's been a damaged party, gets from edit. And yet, right, v'afilu ha'nizakin, we said, yotomim, you only get from ziburit, even if it's damages, even the yotomim cause damages. And nizakin midoraita is edit. So how come we sing aviyah, even when it was a doraita, as when it became, as a rule, damages are from doraita, but when it's a yotom, it's downgraded to ziburit. So doesn't Rava hold of that? So Anachinami, Rava might be right that a star chov might be doraita in it. But if it's a tomim, it should also go down to ziburit, just like damages go down to ziburit. He says, Nachama Askina, when you talk about Kagon Shata, edit the Nizak Ziburit the Mazik. Now we get back to the Machlokes Yefta Yishma Rabbi Akiva. So when he says, now this is like Rabbi Ashmali. He says, ready, what's the doraita? Rabbi Shmal says, Bedoraita, Bedinizak Shaminan. And midoraita, we really go after the nizak, the guy who was a damaged party. And what's happening over here? The damaged party, his idit, is like the guy who caused the damages, ziburit. Remember we discussed this yesterday? And that's the case. So midoraita, we go after the nizak. Umipnei tikkun ha'olam, takin rabbanan, b'demazik. Look what he says. He says, even Rabbi Shmuel seems to agree with Rabbi Akiva, midoraita, it's after the nizak. Because of tikkun ha'olam, we go to the mazik. See that was intuitive timing. So I went opened the Zoom as tikkun ha'olam started becoming a subject on this daf today, right? And that tikkun ha'olam tikkun rabbanan b'mazik. The gabayat may ukburabanan midoraita. And here again, so normally rabbanan upgraded to the mazik. If his idit is higher than the nizak's idit, we pay from the mazik's idit. But that's not midorabanan. That's not midoraita. Midoraita was at the level of the nizak. And now when it comes to yatomim, we left it at the level of the nizak. So basically what we're seeing over here is that everybody gets upgraded because of tikkun olam to open the door and encourage guys to lend money. When it comes to yatomim, we leave it at the doraita. So according to our buyer, the doraita was ziburit, right? According to Rava, it's the edit of the nizak, which could be the ziburit of the mazik. Okay, so we've got an edit situation of nezek, but we got the ziburit of the mazik, which would have normally been upgraded to the edit of the mazik, but it stays at the ziburit of the mazik. Everybody with me? Okay. So the Gemara is not so happy about that. Any, the Gemara doesn't make sense. I think that's his name, Niftaa. He says that we've got a difficulty with that because it sounds all very nice. Timid Rabbi Shmuel, and it's a Doraita, and it goes off to the Nizak, and it's the Nizak's Idit, which is the Ziburit of the Mazik. But bottom line, he quotes a bright over here. He says, Atar Rabbi Lezer Nitva, Any free minichse yotomim, Ele mina ziburit. You only claim from the yatomim from ziburit. Va'afilu hein idit. And even if it's va'afilu hein idit, says my, what does it mean? Afilu hein idit. Even if it's idit, what does it mean? If it's idit, love afagav dichtiv idit peshtara. Isn't that our case? Which is even if the star said idit, you always claim ziburit. And it's all not this whole geschäft is spoken about the mazik's edit or the nizak's edit. Ah, it doesn't. It's ziburit, full stop, absolute ziburit of the yatomim. Even if the star said that shevach says no, says law, says my edit. What do you mean by edit? Shefaye edit. I think that's the way you pronounce that word. Rashi davia shafa edit or shefa edit. Look at Rashi. Lachar hezek, after the damage was done, the idit disappeared. You see, v'adai yeshto idit ubanit uvzibut, and shezo hayta yafe me'od. There's your questionary. He says, what does it mean? Afilu idit. There was particular idit that was guaranteeing this loan, and that was like the best of the best. But that's gone. Now Tosfot, I'll be honest with you. I looked at this Tosfot over here, and he actually explains Rashi beautifully. It's quite amazing. Before Tosfot asks his Kashia, he explains what Rashi says. So just follow me now, if you don't mind. Go to the Tosfot there, my edit, Shefaya edit. It says, Pirush Beconscious. Tosfot gives a whole explanation of Rashi. I'm not sure if he's got another Rashi somewhere else, but following the Tosfot, he explains, it's almost like a Pirush on Rashi. He says, my Pirush Beconscious, my edit, Diktani Hacha. What are we talking about, the edit? Afa Pi Shekatva Bishtar Halov Alva'ah. Even though written in the star is the particular edit, this edit kafza milfanav has jumped away from him. He can't claim from that particular land anymore. Why? Whatever happens, it disappears. It's been flooded, it's been damaged. The battle at Tanaya. Now the Tanai, which was in the loan on that particular edit, is cancelled now. Now we go back to what Ulla said, that if there was a star guaranteeing a particular, the loan was guaranteeing a particular piece of land, and that land is lost for whatever reason it's lost, now we go back to Midoraita. And what's Midoraita? Ziburit. Umishum Nilat Delet. And because of Nilat Delet, God will shut the doors in front of people that want their money. Amru Bebein on it. They say, but Vagabayat Bayai will come to Yotomim, Ukmua Adoraita. They left it at Doraita. What does Rava mean when it says Shafidit? La'achar hezek, after the damage has been done, that particular piece of land that they were relying on is gone. But the guy still has other lands which could be classified as Idit, Beinonit, and Ziburit. This was the nicest of the lot. It says, your fault. You can't claim now from that edit. You can only get the Balchav as a rule now. If it's not your Tomim, they can go to Zibra. But a normal guy would go to Bain on it. Why? Because he said to the guy, listen, it's your muzzle that caused it. That land was dedicated for you, set aside for you, earmarked for you. So obviously your muzzle that it was lost, and that's why you're never getting it. So it's not my fault, it's your fault. And therefore, I'm now back to Chachamim situation, your Tomim, Ziburit, and a regular guy will claim from Bain on it. Everybody got it? That's like a beautiful parish there of Rashi. And now Tosfot asks his question. Look, now Tosfot says, V'kasher Rabbeinu Tam. But first he spent 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 15 lines explaining Rashi. Rashi wrote like this. Shafa Idit, Lachar Hezek, V'adan Yeshto Idit, V'beinu V'zibut, and Shazoy Taya Femod. 3 lines Rashi wrote, or less than 3 lines, even 2 lines and 1 word. Tosfot wrote 15 lines to explain the Rashi. Oh, that was actually brilliant. Okay. Let's carry on. Now we carry on now. Shafa Edith, Gabbayat, 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 Gabbayat. Now we go back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, now we're looking at the halacha in the Mishnah, where it said, Ein nifrin minichsa yotom elem min haziburit. Full stop. So we spent a lot talking about it. But the guy says, "By Rav Achtovai Bar Ami." Achtovai asks a question. He says, "These yatomim shamru." When we say from the yatomim, from the orphans, now in our minds, when we think of orphans, we think of little kids, correct? We think of orphans, be little children, but they aren't really orphans, little children. Yeah, Edie Altman. We say we at yotzad for her mother today. She's an orphan from her mother, right? She's not 10 or 11. She's a few years older than that. Not much, but a few, right? So he says, "Avi Yarat shamru ketanim or afilu gedolim." Are they only little kids or even adults? So he says, now this is the guru explains the different sides of the argument. Takanta hid Abu Rabbanah and Rabbanah made a takana. And when they made the takana, what's the idea of the takana? The takana was to protect, at the end of the day, Rashi, lachus al yatomim, to have rachmonos on them. La midam al din Torah, sheyeze Torah, humoched haziburit she'enem meyitrach bishlam. Right, and to rather sell the ziburit. Why? Because the ziburit, difficult work. You have to make them worry about ziburit. Get rid of the ziburit. Because of Rachmonis. And therefore, Gabayat made a Ktanim, but maybe the Takurani for kids. And therefore, on that perspective, the Gedolim, Lo Abu Jabana, wasn't a Takana for Gedolim. Or deal, maybe not. Mishum de lo masik adata de milve, de mitlove, venafle nichse kamayat me, de havele noel delet, hilchacha filu Gedolim nami. He says, no, he says, maybe on the contrary. He says, maybe, really, look at the Rashi, or deal, but lav takantahu, and a dina havai. He says, maybe it's not a takana. Maybe this idea is actually is a din. Lo'okminu adoraita. To make that din doraita. And what's the din doraita? She dino beziburit. Like we said, midoraita. Ula said, everybody gets paid back midaziburit. Right? The time of my amre dina bebein. Why do we give the Baal Chov in the end bein on it? We should not dead it. So he wouldn't not lend the money. He wouldn't be prevented from lending the money. Hilchach inami. Lo mitakne rabbanan lemigve miyat bebein on it. And can ilit ni'ila delet. The law of Masik says, therefore, even here, he says, if Rabbanan Right? Lo mitak Rabbanan migra miyapei banitha. Even the fact that the Rabbanan didn't come along and say from a bal chov yatom you're going to get pain on it, that's not going to prevent the guy from lending money. Why? Because when you lend a person money, you don't make assumption that he's going to die and you end up dealing with his children. So therefore, you happen to lend him the money. So there was no reason to make a special takana. We could leave yatomim midoraita ziburit. It applies to adults as well. Because what's the, why do we say a bal chov bain on it? To encourage guys to lend money. And if we say, minachatchila, bal chov ziburit like the Torah, now we lend money. And now you're happy, bal chov bain on it. And nobody even thinks that, ach, the guy's going to die and end up dealing with their yatomim and end up losing the money. So it didn't bother anybody, so they didn't have a takana. So therefore, it could even, I mean, didn't make a change to bain on it. So it might even apply to adults as well. So that's the question that Rav Chachtovai Bar Ami was asked. Is it only kids or adults as well? She said, Toshma, let's see, the Tani Abaya Kashisha. So Abaya Kashisha, now, is there a stanza mentioning anything about Abaya Kashisha, by the way? Or is this just Abaya when he was older, or another Abaya? I'm just interested. I didn't look it up. I should look that up. I just didn't. I meant to. I didn't. We've seen Abaya Kashisha a few times. This is Gemara in Ketubot as well. Right? Abaya Yatomim She'amru Gedolim Ve'enshech L'makatam. He says, yeah, it's obvious he's talking about adults. And it's not even meant to mention kids. It's barul that it's children, but also adults. But Dilma, the Gemara said, maybe that's only the Indian Shvua. The gadol b'mirei davur kekatan dami. When it comes to making a shvua, remember we said there with regards to a shvua, that look at Rashi there. The shvua inyan she'amru chacham abali parah minichsi yatomim lo yiparah ele b'shvua. If you come into to your tomb, you got to make a shvua to say that to prove that they owe you the money. You can't just take the money. You got to make a shvua. Maybe that only applies to adults as well, because an adult child by his father is still called a katan, right? I'm still my father's son. I'm his boy, whatever, right? And I call him boy. My boy, even though he's an adult. So a father to his child is always a boy. So maybe then, in that respect, you got to make a shvua. But tachlis, right? That would be aval inyan ziburit. No, maybe not. And the Gemara paskin v'hilchata yatomim she'amru gadolim ve'ein tzarich lomar ketanim bein l'shvua bein l'ziburit. Halacha l'maaseh, you're always a child in reference to your father, and therefore it makes no difference when the parents die. The child is considered an orphan. He's treated like an orphan, no matter what age. And then Mr. Kerry wrote, "Any family nixem shuvari mukom sheesh ben chori." Now, the halacha we learned, very important halacha, is that if a person's coming to claim land or assets from somebody, so he can't send him off to things that are meshubat that he sold to somebody else or lent money to somebody else if he's got free assets available. You first take his free assets. Now, what's the implication of that? The free assets might not be as good as the encumbered assets. Right, you might want idit if you got a shtar, or you might want beinoni, and all he's got uncumbered is ziburit. And then you have to take the ziburit. Look at Rashi. Because it's going to cause fighting. The guy, he'll go to you sold the field after you borrowed the money from this guy. He'll go and collect it from that guy you bought. They say, "What are you talking about? Go back to him. He's got plenty of free land. Why are you coming after me?" And just cause machloket stam. Right. So that's the Mishnah. So by Rav Achtovai Bar Ami. So this is the same Achtovai Bar Ami who asked the previous question, right, with regards to adults. He's got another question, interesting question. He says, "B'matana heyach." What about if you gave the land to somebody? You never sold it to them. You gave it to them as a matana, as a gift. Now this is quite a problem at search now, because this is a brilliant way of what do you call it? Hadafat noshim. How do you say that in English? I don't know how you say that in English. Like giving them preferential treatment. In other words, you've got a guy you owe money to, you don't want to pay him, whatever the case is, so you give that land as a gift to somebody else. He now can't claim it. Afterwards, you take it back to, you prefer to pay back your friend, whatever the case is. All possibilities that are suddenly opened here with this sort of deal. But his question is it a matana as well? Do we say, takantu de avud rabbanim mishum psida de lukuchot? Why do chachamim say that you can't take land back once you've sold it? because you were worrying about the loss of the guy who bought it from you because he paid good money. And now you your noshe come takes it back from him. He's now got to get involved in suing you in court. You've got nothing to pay him back with. And he ends up losing because he can't. The guy who you owe money to just goes and takes it and says, it's mine. The guy who bought it has to sue you. So that's why Lukuchot. Aval Matana, but maybe when it came to Matana, the Lekeb said Lukuchot lo. Here, when it came to Matana, the guy who bought it from you, he's out of pocket. It's the same as the woman in the ketubah, correct? The woman with the ketubah, why we said Ziburit, one of the possibilities was, cause, and the Arei, for example, wasn't really a guarantor. We said two reasons. One of them because he's only Arei, not a Kablan. And secondly, because she was out of pocket. She never actually bought the ketubah. So the guy got a gift. He never laid money out. So maybe in a case like this, we never laid money out. We're less concerned about him losing his gift. Who are you to give a gift anyhow to somebody if you owed somebody else money? Correct? We can understand that. So he says, oh, tell him no. Maybe matana, a gift as well. So he says, you know what? At the end of the day, did he really give him a gift for nothing? Or maybe there was a type of a kinyan here because he had done something for him. He had benefited from him. So he's compensating him, right? He's compensating him, right? So he says, Hanamina lo yavle matana, v'yilchach keep seida, de lekuchot dami, it's the same sort of thing. So Amale Marka Shisha Bereid Rav Chisda Rav Ashi, he says, Toshma, let's learn now. He gives quite a complicated answer here. So we're going to bring a proof of matana from a shchiv mirah. Now, what's unique about a shchiv mirah? We always say this plenty of times, we learn this a lot of times. Shchiv mirah, we say, kichtuvin, what do we say? We always say, mesurin, right? Kichtuvin v'chim surin. A shchiv mirah, when he's lying on his deathbed and he gives instructions, it's if it's written and handed over. Therefore, we do what he says. And now he's lying on his deathbed and he's giving away matanot. So a shchiv mirah, shamar tnu matayim zuz leplani, v'gil mot leplani, v'avot leplani. He says, give 200 to this guy and 300 to this guy and 400 to that guy. So now what happens is he dies, okay? And they've given the 200 to this guy, the 300 to this guy, and the 400 to this guy. Now suddenly the creditors arrive at the door, and they say, we owe a bit of money over here. So well, what can we do? We gave all the money away. Our father on his deathbed instructed us to give the money to A, B, and C, and they've got the money. So he says, now, so there's two ways to do this, right? Do they all share in equally or proportionally, or do we go... The first guy who got the money, got the money. The second guy got the money, got the money. And the third guy got the money. Let's start with him. If we can pay back all the credits from the third guy, then he must pay because at the end of the day, he was the third guy. Right? It's clear that the way my father instructed me was, this was the first preference. And then give to that guy. And afterwards, give to that guy. So as you will see, it depends on how he said it. So in a case where he just said, give 200 to him, 300 to him, 400 to him, here we say, Ein omrim kol hakodem b'shtar zacha. We don't say ever got it according to the dates first, right? The earlier ones got it and the last ones got it. L'vichach yatza alav shtar chov, goveh mikulan. In a case like this, the assumption is, if he says just give 200 him, 300 him, 400 him, nobody can say give 200, 300, 400 in one breath. But really, he never made any differences. They were all equal, just he couldn't say them all in one breath. So he had to say 2, 3, 4. However, Aval im amar tnu matayim zuz leploni. He said, first give 200 leploni. He was a very organized guy. He says, v'acharav, and if there's still money left over, then give leploni. And acharav, if there's still money left over, then give leploni. So now it's clear his priorities, right? He wanted A to get first, and B to get second, and C to only get those left over. In a case like this, omrim kol hakodem b'shtar zacha. Here we say, the first guys, we do go in order. And if he gave away $1 million, and he say gave 900,000. I think it's like 2, 3, and 4. How much was 2, 3, and 4? 2 and 3 is 5, and 4 is 9. If he gave 900 away, and the guy arrives, and all that's owing is 300, so it's clear that the guy who got the last 400 will pay the 300 out of his pocket, correct? Because he's the last guy. The father said, if there's enough, give him. So it's clear that he wanted the first two guys to get, he'll go after them. So now, and these were matanot, right? So he said, "Lefichach yatzal lav shtar chov, gove min acharon. Ein lo, gove shle. Not enough from the last guy, he goes to the second guy. Ein lo, not enough from the second guy, gove shle milifnei fanav. Va'af al gav. Now, what do we say? Here comes the proof. Our question is about a matana, right? Now, when he said, give him 200, and then give him 300, and then give him 400, it's clear that we're giving the first guy from the better lands, and the second guy from the less better lands, and the third guy from the least better lands. So who did the third guy get from? The third guy ended up getting Ziborit. Right? V'afa gav de kama beinonit ubatra Ziborit. The first guy got the better ones, and the second guy got the worser ones. Then who do we pay out of? We pay out of the third guy. So mi Ziborit gave, mi beinonit lo gave. So it seems that even when the guy was giving a gift away on his deathbed, and the guy comes to claim a loan, who's he claiming from now? He's claiming from the Yetomim. Or it doesn't, but he's claiming, right? And the money that was given away by Matana. Right? Shma mina by Matana, Nami Avud Rabbanan Takanta. So the Takanta makes no difference whether it was a Matana or it was a sale. At the end of the day, however he gave it, the bottom line is the guy only goes from what's free, so to speak, or the freest, and the freest was the Ziborit. And it seems to be the same as if I say, wait a second, but that's not true. This case you're speaking about over here, the guy lying on his deathbed, was a Baal Chov. He wasn't giving away gifts. He was paying back debt. He said, I owe this guy 200, pay him. I owe this guy 300, pay him. I owe this guy 400, pay him. This, you can't bring proofs there about a Matana. That writer wasn't a Matana. That writer was paying back gifts. What are you talking about? V'ah Tanu, Tnu Kama. It says, Tnu, give. Tnu usually means a Matana. So the one says, no. Tnu Bechovi, give him back my what I owe him. He's like, Tnu, give him money because I owe him money. So he says, I don't understand. But then the Gemara says, I'm confused. If the guys are coming to claim money, so why are we going in the order of how the guys receive the money? Why are we saying, when a Baal Chov arrives, if he's busy paying back his debts on his deathbed, and now a guy with a star arrives, let's just see the date of the star. If the date of the star preceded the date of this guy's star, then he must get it back before him. Why are we going the last guy working backwards? Just look at the dates on the documents and it'll be much easier. So he says, no, demand is Vlich Zay Shtar, demand Karim. It was the Lakish, they know Shtarot. So I don't understand what you mean. Va, but didn't we say in the Brighter, Vaha Kola Kodem Bishtarka? We spell whoever came first with the star. He says, no, Bishtar Pakadita. What's a star Pakadita? The Rashi says, yeah, Shtar Pakadita is a Tzava'ah. That's really in the will. He told him in the will, give to this guy. That was the star we speak about. Not the star of the guy who actually got the chov of the guy's money. So yeah, but that's one answer. But I have another possible answer. Afilu matana nami lo kasher. Even if it was a gift. Still was a gift. It's not a problem. Wasn't a problem. My gova mina acharon. What do we mean when we say that you take it from the last one? We say, ein nifsad el acharon. It's lav dafke that it's gova from the acharon. But ultimately, who's going to lose? The last one. Why? Because even if you take from the first one, you give him from the Ziborit, ultimately the first one's going to say, listen, I was entitled to it before to you guys. So the first guy's going to take from the second guy. And the second guy's going to take from the third guy. Who's going to be the ultimate loser? The third guy. However you look at it, it's going to come out in the wash that the first guy, even if they took his land away, he's going to go and claim from the others, he's going to get in. So not to be about Ema, and you could even say something else, he says, but Ema the Shavu Kula that ready. We haven't got a situation here of Ziborit Bandit and idiot. All the land was the same, it didn't really make a difference. So I'm not sure the Gemara really was able to prove anything over here from it. Then we said the last thing we said in the Mishnah was Ein Motzin Lachilat Chayrot. Look back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was on Daf Mem Chet. We said Ein Motzin Lachilat Chayrot L'Shevach Karkot. Then if a guy stole land, if the guy stole the land, the Rashi said, "Agozel sadeh v'machol achir v'zareh v'tzamcha v'asta peirot." Remember, the guy stole land, sold it to somebody. The guy who bought it for the buyer invested money, planted fields, got all crops, etc., etc. And now you come along and take the land back. All you've got to basically do is compensate him for his out of money, out of pocket expenses, what he bought for the seeding and what he paid for the plowing, etc. But the fact that there's now produce on the ground, and you take that, then you have to compensate him for. Then he's got to go and deal with the guy who stole the land. Let me speak over here. So he says, yeah, my timer, why don't you pay him for more than Amar Ula Amar Esh Lakish Lefisha Enktuvin? He says, what do you mean Enktuvin? He says, because that's not contracted into, look at Rashi over here, Enktuvin. HaPerot HaLalu Keshe Nichtav Shtar Mechirat HaKarka HaGzula. He says, it's interesting, it's an unbelievable story this. He says, why don't you have to compensate him? Because when the guy who stole the land sold it to him, he sold in the land, right? Only the land. He never sold him. When the stolen land was sold, עדיין לא היו ולא כתב בשטר, אלא פלוני מאחר קרקע לפלוני ופלוני באחריות. הלכך דמי הקרקע עבור כמל ובשטר, להחזיר אחריותו עליו, אבל דמי הפירות, אבל כמיל ועל פה, ולא תפי ממשבדי.